This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. Al Corlin is back with KER Politics in the second hour. I want to wish, again, everybody in the U.S. a very happy 4th of July. Everybody in Canada, a very happy Canada Day. It was a choppy and broken-up trading week thanks to those two holidays, but there was a significant amount of actually political news and, the job numbers, too, that also came in at the tail end of the week. We're going to start off this weekend edition for the first two segments, focusing more on the precious metals with the company update coming at you in the second segment. But this first segment, I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. And Jordan, I want to talk about what we're seeing compared to silver and gold, the ratio there. We've been seeing silver actually start to recover a little bit compared to the gold price starting in about mid-March, but that started to, again, kind of peter off. I don't think anything significant in the way of true breakdowns or breakouts, but it just goes to show that this continues to be a very choppy back-and-forth market without a whole lot of direction in terms of positive directions the way that the precious metals are going. Can you first comment, though, please, on the silver-gold ratio and what you're reading into it?
Well, Corey, I think the silver-gold ratio or the gold-silver ratio, whatever way you want to look at it, gold bulls and bugs have been hopeful because they've been looking at these charts. And the ratio made, you could say it made a peak in favor of silver, or it made a bottom in favor of silver, whichever way you're looking at it. Some of these charts, they look at that and then they're trying to look for similarities to the 2016 bottom or the 2008 or the 2001 bottom. You know, you really have to take, when you're evaluating markets technically and you're looking at sentiment and all these other factors, you have to take in these other factors. One thing that amateurs do is they look at a chart and they say, oh, well, this looks the same as it did, you know, when there was this major bottom here. So, I mean, it's going to repeat that and be super bullish. I mean, that maybe that's the case, but you really need to evaluate other factors. With the gold silver ratio, I mean, in late 2001 or early 2002, somewhere around there, it turned in favor of silver, as we know. But look, at that point in time, stocks were in a bear market and the Fed was cutting aggressively and the gold stocks had already turned up and made a big run. Gold had already bottomed and silver was lagging a little bit, but after late 2001, it was on its way. And so that's completely different from what we have now. The Fed's hiking, the stock market is not in a bear market, it's still rising, and precious metals are below the long-term moving averages now. So, I mean, that's completely different than what we had in 2001. Yet, you know, I've seen some of these charts where, and even professionals were putting out some of these charts in the last couple months, were essentially saying, well, this looks very similar to 2001 or 2002. So I don't see that. Maybe the gold-silver ratio has peaked, whereas, you know, gold relative to silver has peaked. I don't know, but I don't think it's that important yet. Because silver normally does is it usually lags, and then when gold gets going, it really leads. And I mean, it's possible we could see that again, but it's possible that we could see something different this time where maybe silver, because I'm looking at, if you look at silver, you can draw a triangle going back to, I think, the early 2017 lows. You can draw a triangle from there, and then I think it was in at the end of the first quarter it made a peak right above 18. So you can kind of draw a triangle from there, and silver is really, I mean, it's rallying from the bottom of the triangle, but if this rally fades over the next couple months and precious metals roll over again, silver could have a a strong breakdown at that point. And what I'm trying to get at is I don't know for sure if this ratio has bottomed in favor of silver. It's possible that silver, you know, in the months ahead could have a breakdown and another move lower. And so that's why I don't want to get that bullish on the ratio yet, because the chart for both gold and silver in the bigger picture, they both look bearish. So the fact that maybe the ratio favors silver, that doesn't change that the charts for both are bearish until something changes. I think the key is you really need to focus on just the price action for gold and silver. You have to get that down before you look at the ratio. That's my belief here and now. I wouldn't read too much into the ratio yet. I would focus more just on the charts of gold and silver by themselves.
Well, one key thing that you said there too is that a true bull market is when silver is outperforming gold and they're both moving up. It's not when one is moving sideways and the other is moving down, or one is moving sideways and the other is moving only slightly up. We need to see a more sustainable run in both of these metals. Let's also talk about the gold stocks, though, because, again, some of the bulls are saying, look at the gold stocks. It's outperforming gold as gold has been moving down. But when you actually look inside some of these ETFs like GDX, GDXJ, yes, they've been looking pretty good, but we haven't been seeing overall strong breadth in terms of a number of stocks moving these ETFs higher. Can you comment on this, please?
Yeah, and that's very important. And first, I mean, I don't want to say the bulls are wrong. It's just that with the strength that we're seeing in the miners relative to gold, that is bullish, but it's bullish here and now. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that miners are going to begin this massive 6-month move higher. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I really hope it happens and I'm wrong, but it's really only bullish over the next couple weeks or the next month or so, or for as long as this rally looks like it's going to run. And we're looking at GDX and GDXJ, and their GDX is back above its 200 and 400 day, which is good. And GDXJ is back above its 200 day. So that's good. But the GDX decline line as of yesterday was still weak and below, you know, a good distance below its 200 day moving average. So even though the gold stocks to gold, GDX to gold, is giving us a positive divergence, we aren't seeing the same thing in the advanced decline line. If we were, that would be really positive, but we're not. So that's kind of a negative confirmation per se. And if you look into the holdings in GDX, and let's compare it to the Huey, because the Huey has been so much weaker. Well, there's 6 stocks in GDX that have been really strong, not just relatively strong, but strong as in, if you look at their charts, they look like they're in a bull market, and that's about 35% of GDX itself. And so those stocks have been strong, and they've been preventing GDX from really weakening as much as we normally expect. Now, if we look at the Huey only has 2 of those names, so that's why the Huey has been so much weaker. And what the advanced decline line reflects that the rest of the index is looking very weak. If the advanced decline line was a lot stronger, that would be telling us it's more than just these 6 stocks that are strong. So, I mean, that's the concern. And, you know, I don't think miners, I mean, we've been talking about a summer rally or setting up for this rally, and gold went a little bit lower. I think it dipped below 1240 for an hour or two. But, you know, it looks like now we're getting this rally, and it's probably going to last, you know, throughout July. Maybe it'll go into August a little bit. But there's going to be, I mean, this strength and the rally that we're seeing now, it's going to hold for at least a little while.
All right, there we have it. Jordan, I always appreciate your comments. It's great chatting with you every week. And again, not trying to throw too much cold water on the gold and precious metals bulls, but right now the market continues to be under a bit of pressure, but commodities in general, they are under pressure as well. Jordan, great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us this weekend. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Hope everybody enjoyed my first conversation with Jordan Royburn. I really think he takes a good look at the metals markets from a technical perspective, but then also from a step back, understanding that the world is a bigger place than just precious metals. That being said, we are getting an update from Anaconda Mining and the president and CEO, Dustin Angelo. Anaconda is traded on the TSX under the symbol ANX and on the OTC markets under the symbol ANXGF. Dustin, I've been having you on the show quite regularly because of how active your company has been on a number of fronts. The first front that I want to talk about is this ongoing takeout offer to Maritime shareholders. Just this week, you announced an increase to this takeout offer, now valued at 21 cents per share. But there's a lot at play here in terms of a private placement that the company is trying to undertake that would really just further dilute the company. Take us through some of the reasons why you decided to increase your offer, please.
Sure. Well, I'm glad to be here, Corey. The private placement, as we've stated in a couple of our press releases over the last couple of months, it's merely a defensive tactic, essentially a poison pill. So we don't believe it's a valid private placement. You know, we feel that what we're offering the shareholders is pretty compelling, and the management board of Maritime should give their shareholders the opportunity to make a decision on whether they want to tender into this bid as opposed to having to take the private placement. So we feel that we had to sort of come out strong, not only just with the statement, but then also back it up in how we wanted to proceed. And so we decided to increase our offer and at the same time make it contingent on the private placement being discontinued. You know, only a few of the existing shareholders in Maritime, because as I understand it, it's pretty much coming from existing shareholders. They're the ones that are going to benefit from the private placement as opposed to our deal, which would be offered to everybody. So, you know, we're offering, like you said, in the case of our original bid, our original intention to bid, the 20-day VWAPs of Anaconda and Maritime, based on those 20-day VWAPs from back from March, the offer is about, it's over 100% premium, and it's basically at 21 cents a share. Even in the most recent trading, it's still a healthy premium of over 80%. You know, we wanted folks to be able to, you know, have an opportunity, and we wanted to put our best foot forward, and force people to choose, which direction that they wanted to go. So that's why we've come out with this, and, we feel that, it is a very, very, compelling offer. You know, you see a lot of cash bids for takeovers and M&A deals, premiums being, you know, in the 40 to 60% range, but that's for cash. So, you know, we're offering all stock, primarily so that people can have the opportunity to participate in the upside, because we think there's a significant amount of upside in the combined entity. And, you know, the re-rating potential is very good. So we wanted to sort of afford that to the shareholders. So with a stock bid, you know, you have to increase a little bit more. So we feel, you know, an 80 to 100% premium is a full and fair offer.
So, Dustin, I know you and your team have been working very hard to get the message out to Maritime shareholders, and one thing that I can say is that if any Maritime shareholders are listening and want to be put in touch with Dustin or want to bounce a couple questions off of him, please feel free to email me directly at fleck@kereport.com. I've already gotten a couple of you email me, and Dustin is more than happy to answer those questions. But one thing that I do want to touch on here, Dustin, is that the fact of the matter is I've gone through those Maritime financial statements, and the company really doesn't have any money left. And even going through this private placement, the funds are not going to last them very long, just maybe 4 or 5 months in total. That, to me, seems very short-sighted in the sense that there's not very much you can do in this market with limited funds that only run you a number of months. So overall, this private placement is just a tactic to try to, I guess, scare the bid away, but that's when it kind of comes down to the shareholders to tender their shares and maybe tell Maritime management that they've just had enough.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's Maritime management has already telegraphed that their information circular where the funds that they're raising will only last about 4 months, and half of that money is going to go to general administrative costs. So, you know, it's not even going in the ground. And then they're going to be back out again, trying to have to raise money again. You know, so you have to look at this if you're a maritime shareholder, not just looking at the private placement and the potential of maritime post private placement on its own versus our offer, but you have to look at it in the sense that there's going to be two financings. So you're going to be diluted twice because, you know, in 4 months, you're not going to make any kind of increase in value where you'd be raising money at a higher share price. It's just not going to happen, especially this time of the year. You know, they're going to be looking at best another financing at the same prices that they're selling now. So you're looking at significant dilution without a clear path to value creation, whereas we're offering a significant premium, and you can look at it, no matter which way you look at it, what share prices you use, closing prices versus VWAPs, it's still a significant premium. And it comes along with a management team and a plan and cash flow. And also, you know, outside of the Bay River Peninsula, we have a significant development asset in our Goldboro project in Nova Scotia. So, you know, we bring a lot to the table. We bring all the infrastructure for Hammerdown. We bring the management team, the workforce, and we can create a very compelling story on the Bay River Peninsula. And then along with that, have Goldboro coming into production, where ultimately we could be at the point of producing about 100,000 ounces a year in the next, call it like three plus years. So that's the picture we've been painting. And you juxtapose that against two financings that are coming on the road for Maritime if they go that route, and all the dilution without a plan and a management team that hasn't created any value and doesn't have a plan to take things forward.
So just a general recap there, the overall strategy is to incorporate this Hammerdown project in with your existing infrastructure, a producing mill, along with the growth opportunities that you have at Hammerdown and at Goldboro. It's really one of these consolidation plays that you guys are continuing to work with inside your kind of Atlantic Canada play. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. We see Hammerdown and Point Reyes project going together very well. And then we've got Goldboro developing in Nova Scotia with the potential to add other projects through other acquisitions. And then consolidating all that together under one roof. You've got a pretty substantial company with a geographic focus and a concentration in a good jurisdiction. You're hitting all sort of the hot buttons, and there's a lot of growth there.
Okay, there you go. General update from Anaconda Mining. As I said, any of those maritime shareholders that want to get in touch with Dustin, please email me at fleck@kereport.com. Thanks again for your time, Dustin. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
All right, thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that company update in that prior segment. I am chatting with Chris Martinson in this segment. He is the co-founder, co-editor of peakprosperity.com. And Chris, when you and I were talking off mic, we kind of went down a little bit of a rabbit hole all on the back of one question and one concept that you are clearly passionate about, and that is regarding the overall markets, investing in general, fundamental analysis right now and for the last number of years has been pretty useless. Care to elaborate?
Well, not only has it been useless, it's been absolutely value destructive for anybody who's dared to engage in thought around this. Let's look at, the major hedge funds out there that have been operating on a value basis. So Paul Singer, just absolutely getting crushed. And what the central banks have done in their infinite wisdom is they've decided that fundamental analysis isn't appropriate. So they've taken away the fundamental price of money. Nobody's allowed to know what that is. They set that by dictate, and they do that no different than the Politburo of the Soviet era used to dictate crop quotas or steel output, right? And the problem, of course, as you and I were talking about, is that when you have a small group of unelected officials who decide for everybody's best interest that they know, they in their infinite wisdom know what the right price is for money, for stocks, for bonds, and I submit for commodities as well. I think they're monkeying in every single market out there. The problem with that is that none of those people sitting in their little ivory towers coming out of their PhD programs or their jurisprudence, training have any connection to production, have no idea of what's actually involved, and they've been destroying entire segments and sectors. And that includes farming, mining, oil, production and exploration. These have all been absolutely value destructive engagements for people for a while. And so, yeah, there's no point in analyzing the data fundamentally anymore. It's all speculation. All you have to guess is what the central banks are going to monkey with next. And I think that ends very badly.
Now, Chris, how do you go about finding out what the central banks are going to be monkeying with, or quite frankly, are monkeying with right now when they're claiming, right, that they're stepping away from the markets, they're raising interest rates, they're unwinding their balance sheet. They're claiming they're not monkeying around.
Yeah, that's what they say. But of course, we have to track what they do. And you know, this in theory, here's the theory in the United States. The Federal Reserve obviously is not federal. It's a sanctioned cartel. But it's still operating as a quasi-governmental agency, and therefore it should be subject to transparency laws, public right to know. And if we were being proper stand-up citizens in the United States, we would demand that we know what the central bank that's printing money in our name, what it's doing with that money. Well, hop with me over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME, where futures and options, highly levered products, are traded on everything from currencies to grains, metals, the softs, cotton, cocoa, orange juice, stuff like that, energy, bonds, and stock indices, right? That's it. That's all the trades on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange are futures and puts and calls, things like that. And we know that central banks are such heavy participants in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange that the CME offers a central bank preferred incentive program. Central banks have the best buying opportunities and selling opportunities in terms of pricing structure at the CME because they're in there all the time trading. Now, which central banks and what are they trading? Are they buying and selling oil futures, stock futures, bond puts? We don't know because none of them will admit to it, but we do know that they have that program. So our central bank, the Federal Reserve, denies that they, you know, not directly, but they've said that they wouldn't engage in something like this. But I would love to see that audit. I would love to see the transaction detail. And I would love to know that if the central bank is, for instance, in there busy buying stock futures at key moments or selling gold or whatever the thing is we suspect, then that would be good to know for two reasons. One, they shouldn't be doing it, so they should be upfront about that, and we would have to change the laws to allow them to do that. And two, who gets access to that information up front? And is it possible that big companies like Citadel or JP Morgan have insider access to that information and are able to front run that buying? And if so, then they have an unfair advantage that absolutely destroys the market structure. So these are just things that, you know, if you watch from the outside, it's pretty easy to tell that there are price hammering events either on the upside or the downside that are not about legitimate price discovery. Somebody's clearly stepping in to move the price away from where it is. And whether that's a legitimate participant or, in the parlance, a non-economic participant like a central bank, I think we should know that because destroying markets is something that you do, I think, at your great peril.
I would agree with that. But now, Chris, do you think this is also a problem with the way that the markets function? You just look at how many potential futures contracts you can have on, say, 1 ounce of gold. A lot of the time, they aren't even delivered. It's used as a market-moving or speculative event.
Well, absolutely, and that's a different criticism. I do believe that hedging is a legitimate function that should be performed. A farmer wants to, you know, hedge out next year's corn production. Great. That's a legitimate piece. But when you find that the amount of corn trading is many, many, many multiples, if not several orders of magnitude larger than any legitimate hedging function, it means that the speculators, the people who have no interest in either delivering corn or taking delivery on corn, they have no interest in corn beyond its ability to finagle the price around to make money off of that and skim from that market. Well, once that gets too large, that's obviously something that no longer serves to be a legitimate hedging function. You've just turned something really important, which is the nation's corn production, into a speculative vehicle. And if they speculate the wrong way, they could destroy the ability of farmers to produce a profit and to therefore produce something that's vital. It's just not something I think that it's gone too far in many cases, perhaps no more egregiously than in the silver market.
So, Chris, do you think that there's a chance of any of this changing anytime soon? The central banks either losing power, people losing confidence, or, quite frankly, people standing up and saying this can't continue?
Well, no, because, in the United States, at least, we seem to have lost our passion for reasoned discourse and debate. What will have to happen, in my view, is it will have to be a crisis, some sort of a crash. And if it's bad enough, people will say, wow, maybe we shouldn't do that again. But it's got to be pretty bad because all the things that we just did in 2008, which I think people could look back and say, yeah, that was really bad. We shouldn't have had that many covenant light loans. We've exceeded the insanity of 2008 all over again under the mistaken belief that it's in our best interest to allow the Federal Reserve and other central banks to first create the bubbles and then mop up the damage from the bubbles with more credit. That's actually just a very awful idea. So I think we have to, Corey, we're going to have a crash at some point, and then we'll say, yeah, maybe we shouldn't allow big banks to speculate so heavily in commodities. Maybe we should leave that to legitimate hedging and producer activities.
So earlier, Chris, you said the silver market is the worst in your eyes. Can you elaborate on why?
Sure. So if you look at the overall amount of futures contracts standing as open interest, you would discover that for most things, the total world supply of something, let's say, I don't know, how much cotton is produced in a year, and you look at the amount of outstanding futures contracts against yearly production, you'll find that often you can measure the futures contracts in several days of production out of the year. And so when you look along the entire suite of all the commodities, many of them have 8 days of production outstanding, maybe 10, maybe 12. But silver's off the charts. It has usually upwards of an open interest of somewhere around 130 to maybe 150 days of production is outstanding. And of course, when we say open interest, for every long, there's a short. And so that means that the big banks are short an absolutely astonishing amount of yearly production. And again, if you look at a chart of all the commodities, it's like, tiny little bars, and then there's silver just standing out there. It's absolutely the most ridiculous commodity out there.
Okay, there you have it. Chris Martinson, always great having you on the show, and always great when I see you're so passionate about one topic and a topic that I know our audience is also very passionate about. Chris, I hope you had a great week. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks again for your time this weekend.
You're welcome, and thank you, Corey.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am joined in this segment by Roggie Horner. She is the futures and currency expert over at Simpler Trading. I have featured Roggie on daily editorials for a number of weeks now. We chat about every 2 weeks, but I wanted to bring her on this weekend show just to outline some of her thoughts on a number of different markets that she is following. I think everyone's going to find this very interesting. So, Roggie, let's first start off with oil. Oil now kind of trading in between that $75-$73 per barrel range, and that was after that break slightly above $75 and then pretty quick sell-off down to about $73. What do you see factor-wise at play for where oil is going to be going from here?
You take a look at some of the short-term reasons. For example, the Thursday release of the EIA numbers, that release got pushed off one day because of the bank holiday in the U.S. And then you juxtapose that very short term, and we saw a buildup there, a rather sizable buildup on that EIA number. Now you push forward into the rest of July or even into summer, and we've got a war of words between OPEC and the Trump administration, specifically the president. So OPEC basically came out, I think it was this week, and said, stop tweeting the problem, you know, with the sanctions on Iran, you're making the problem worse. And then, of course, the Trump administration wants OPEC to increase the output, which I think they are. And they are slowly increasing output, and I think the Saudis and the Russians are more than happy to oblige. So I'll say the same thing. You know, you and I have been talking for a while now, and you know, I love these discussions we have. I think the path for oil continues to be higher. The question is, where can traders start to engage the market? And for me, I would say wait for pullbacks to about $73 to even $72. It's a $1 range, which is pretty narrow when you think about oil price movement. And then also I would love for your listeners to think about where the infrastructure plays can be, because we're already seeing that the U.S. oil production is starting to level off. And that leveling off is evidenced by what they call DUCs, D-U-Cs, which are drilled but uncompleted wells. Because we just can't get the stuff out of the U.S. and transport it fast enough because the pipeline infrastructure is just antiquated. So I think that the opportunity is actually in that infrastructure play related to crude oil, even more so maybe than crude itself.
Okay, I think it's interesting that you're saying kind of be selective and look at what happens within the oil sector, because in all fairness, oil has been in a very nice uptrend for 1 year now. It really seemed to bottom about June or July of last year and has been trending upward, but stocks on a broad sense haven't followed. So this is going to continue to be a selective almost market for the stocks more so than just the actual oil price.
Well, I think when you say selective, and I love that you said that, because I think a lot of traders will say, well, this is a stock picker's market, or this is a, you know, a sector picker's market. I think it's always a picker's market. We always want to find best in breed, relative performance leaders, or those names that are going to be most closely attached to what could be the best play going ahead. And that's, for me, is the pipelines or even the MLPs or the master limited partnerships, all of which have various ETFs that people can use to trade. Rather than picking a winner, they can pick that ETF and look at what the heavily weighted names are within it. But to your point, that's exactly what I want traders to think about, finding those individual names that are most attached to a narrative that is on its way up, or where we're seeing reinvestment dollars, because we saw the banks give the explorers and the pipeline companies, they upped the credit limit. The oil-to-debt ratio made sense. We just had that biannual review about 2 months ago, I guess it is. We're seeing the money flow, which accounts for exactly what you were talking about, which is that delay in why is oil up, but these companies aren't benefiting. They didn't have the reinvestment dollars. That is what's changed in the last quarter.
Okay. Hey, very interesting there, Raghi. Now let's move over and talk about the housing market. You mentioned something to me off mic saying that we are at an 11-year high on housing starts. However, if we look at the Home Builders ETF, which is XHB, that has been under pressure really ever since the start of the year. January, it started falling, and it's trending kind of at the lower part of its range that it has been in for a number of months now. What do you think about the overall housing sector and the, I guess, attractiveness for investors?
Sure. You know, this is where I know we talk about a lot of macro, and this is where I get to actually put my technician's hat on and talk a little bit about how the sell-off we saw in February, which was a broad market sell-off. We saw that early February where we had the Friday, that special Friday, that magical Monday where the markets just freaked out. And that is the technical term. But we've noticed that housing has not recovered yet. It's only been a couple of weeks where we got the news that, yep, housing starts, excuse me, are at 11-year highs. And what you'll notice technically is that rather than the XHB remaining in the downtrend that it had been through February, March, and even into April, since May, and the low that we put in May has remained intact. So we've actually transitioned out of the downtrend from a technical perspective, and we're now in more of a choppy sideways market, which I think creates a floor. And that floor is really going to be right around $39 in the XHB down to about $38.50. So you have about a 50 cent range where we have a cushion of support. So technically, I think waiting for revisits to that area and building a long position is, one, low risk, and two, gives traders a pretty good upside to even a 42 target before heading up even higher from there. So I wouldn't call it a trade, but if I'm looking to take advantage of a low risk entry in home builders, XHB, as you mentioned, and that 39 to 38.50 zone is really ideally suited for that.
So the high in XHB was just above 46. Do you see this market being able to recover to take out that high?
I would love to see us go full circle, right? Can we go back up to those highs that we saw in late January? And I think you're right. We were just right about $46, $47. My first target is going to be some of the resistance that we've seen in April and in June, and that's right about 42. So if we get in at 39 or 38.5, and I can go ahead and maybe reduce my position, or at least acknowledge a little bit of a profit, move to a break-even stop. I'm talking a little bit more like a trader, but it's a longer-term play. I think what would be great is to allow traders to pay themselves just a little bit at 42 and then see if we can retrace the rest of the way to 47. Now, obviously, so much of housing is going to be contingent on the overall China narrative, this trade war narrative. A lot of these things becoming less a problem. So people feel comfortable building again. And I think that's going to be probably one of the issues. But I think it's really important to remember anything above 47 becomes all-time highs. So, you know, what we're really talking about is XHB ready to start punching up to all-time highs again. And I think it is.
So does this talk about general strength of the overall housing market, or is this maybe an outlier? Because you do hear a lot of, I guess, pundits saying that the housing market is weak, there are shakiness within this overall sector. It's not telling us the same thing by this home builders ETF.
No, I think the home builders ETF probably looks like the worst of that news. So my feeling is this, if we're talking about it, then it's been discounted. If it's well known, then it's already been factored into price. What's probably more concerning to anyone who's looking at, say, the likes of Mohawk Industries, Williams-Sonoma, Whirlpool, Home Depot, Lennar, Owens Corning, I mean, those are your top holdings within the XHB. What's probably more concern would be individual earnings at that point for some of these heavily weighted names, or the unknown. And I think the biggest unknown looming over not just the U.S., but just all economies is how are the U.S. and China going to come to some sort of agreement with the ongoing escalation of the rhetoric and the tariffs between the two countries? And you know, if you want to take it to the most basic element, people feel more comfortable buying things when they feel more comfortable about the economy. And I think the one thing that's kind of like a thorn in our side right now is just this ongoing tariff narrative.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of air underneath copper, and silver continues to test out that lower part of its trading range. A little break below that, maybe even following copper down, is kind of just another sign that these markets continue to be very much at the mercy of these ongoing trade wars, ongoing tariffs. It's a tough investing environment when a lot of markets are so at mercy to what either the president tweets or any developments that are really almost impossible to predict. But hey, Raghi, great chatting with you. I hope you had a great week. I hope you had a great 4th of July. I always appreciate you taking some time on our show. And I hope everybody enjoyed the first hour of the weekend show. I'm going to toss it over to Al for KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.